Channel 10. We're here with Tim from the Computer History Museum in Mountain View, California. And Tim, you're dressed as Charles Babbage. Thanks for being on Channel 10.
Thank you. Well, yes, I'm dressed as Charles Babbage because we're exhibiting here a little model of one of his difference engines to promote our new exhibit, which is beginning next week at the museum, of the real Babbage difference engine. This he designed in 1848, but he didn't build.
Now, who is Charles Babbage, apart from an immaculately dressed gentleman?
He was an English mathematician.
Okay.
And in the 1820s, he got interested in the problem of calculating mathematical tables.
Uh-huh.
The sort of things we used to use before pocket calculators and computers. They were all calculated by hand. They had errors. And Babbage wanted to build tables that had absolutely no errors. So he designed a mechanical machine to do the calculations, and not only do the calculations, but print and typeset the results automatically. The world's first automatic typesetting machine.
Oh, aka a computer.
Sort of, except it's really a fixed function calculator. It operates on a very special mathematical process called the method of differences, which was the method being used by hand to calculate the tables. And it can be used to calculate any tables, you know, trigonometrical functions, logarithms, the things we used to depend on tables for. And so it just reduces the problem to a large sequence of additions, simple arithmetic. But by mechanizing it, of course, you could guarantee perfect results.
Okay, so this is a scale model of the original?
Yes. It's not a scale model, but it's a model based on the original design, on his original drawings, working on exactly the same principles, but built out of a kid's construction kit. It's a system called Meccano, an English construction set, like an Erector set.
Yep, and it works in exactly the same way as the original?
Exactly the same way, and right now it's actually calculating a real mathematical table. This is my own, you know, high school four-figure math tables with four pocket calculators, and I'm calculating a table of signs. So I simply have set the appropriate numbers on the machine, and when I turn the crank, it proceeds through a sequence of additions, and every 16 turns of this crank, the next number in this table appears on the column at the left. Well, the primary purpose was to compute the mathematical tables. They would be the tables of trigonometric functions, logarithms, the things we all had to use before the days of pocket calculators and modern computers. And what Babbage wanted to do was to produce tables that were absolutely accurate, with no errors, by using the infallibility of machinery to produce tables that no longer would have errors. And that was because they were used by navigators, by astronomers, by scientists, engineers. And if there were errors in the tables, there would be errors in the calculations, and that put lives and property at risk.
Right, so you're saying like the Navy would obviously absolutely need all the output from this model.
Okay. The Navy needed tables for doing, they used astronomy, positions of planets and stars to be able to figure out their position at sea, required elaborate calculations that would have used the tables.
Okay, and did you actually build this model yourself?
I built this model, yes, about 2 years ago.
And it took how long?
It's about a year's worth of full-time effort involved to make this. And it's about 30,000 individual parts.
I was going to say, and is this your first attempt, or have you actually tried a few before?
Well, there were a few things that had to be reworked along the way, but it was really the first attempt to build difference engine number two, yes.
Now, is the original version of the machine a lot bigger than this, or a similar size?
Yes. This machine is about 7 feet tall, 11 feet long. It weighs 5 tons, made out of bronze, cast iron, and steel.
And when was it first built? Is this like hundreds of years old?
The first one was completed in 2002. By a team led by Doran Swade. 2002, yes. Babbage didn't even attempt to build it. He just drew the drawings and said, if anybody coming after me understands what this is about, here you are. And the Science Museum built it.
Fantastic. So where can we go to see this in action again?
Well, they've just completed a second one, and it's now on loan to us at the Computer History Museum in Mountain View.
Okay.
Our exhibit opens next Saturday, and we'll run through April 2009.
Great. And any information online or videos of it in action?
Yes, on our website, www.computerhistory.org. And you'll have, on the 10th, there will also be an online exhibit with a lot more information about Babbage and his other projects as well, and information about when the opening times are and when you'll be able to see live demonstrations of the real machine.
Fantastic. Thanks for being on Channel 10.
Thank you.